very, very bright individual, extremely bright. And he passed away, and I was going to NC State, and in 1956, this is why I remember the date so vividly. In 1956, the spring of 1956, North Carolina Christian Fellowship, North Carolina State, it was a branch of Inner Varsity, a small group of believers used to get together every day for lunch and pray and sometimes have lunch together. But the spring of 1956, we were going to have a picnic because one of the brothers in Christ, one of the young men, believers, in that little group that we had, was graduating from college. So we had to get together and just celebrate. Now, before we got together, we went to the picnic area. There was this guy, John, called John Mills. I had never seen him before, never heard of him. But one of the brothers in a little group knew him and invited him, and here was John. So I met him, and he said, "I'm John Mills," and I said, "I'm George Chikarji." So we went to the picnic, and we had the fire and hot dogs or whatever we were eating. And but the thing was, I was aware that the day was basically passing by. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 6 o'clock, and I'm really, really worried about this brother. I mean, when it gets dark, he's not going to see his nose. He's not going to see his bye-bye. I was really worried about him, but I didn't say anything. And then at last, he got his chance. So he opened his Bible, and he read a portion perfectly, and then he closed the Bible, and then he began to speak, 15, 20 minutes, whatever it was. I had never heard such a message before, I don't think. And I said to myself, I'm going to get to know that guy. I'm going to get to know that guy. So I made a point to get to know him. He was a very bright student of the Word, and he literally, most of the days, if not all, studied 8 to 12 hours a day. His life and his time was very, very structured, extremely structured. He knew exactly. We would have supper, and right after supper, he would allow half an hour of fellowship at the table, and after that, he'd go downstairs. Very, very structured. And then he was, when he was studying the Bible, he was extremely, extremely thorough. One very esteemed brother, Dr. Rawls, some of us knew, told me, he said he was very thorough himself, student of the Bible. He said, John Mills is the most thorough student of the Bible he had ever met. Not only thorough, but he was interested in great details in the Bible. And that's what I really enjoyed, great details. We hear messages here with the great details. I really enjoy it. Great, great details. How many parables in the Gospel of John? Well, who cares how many parables in the Gospel of John? Well, he did. How many parables in the rest of the Gospels? Well, who cares? Well, he did. Which of the parables are mentioned in more than one Gospel? He did. And he would go and talk about how many prayers did Moses pray? He said 20 prayers. I can't argue with the guy. Samuel, how many prayers did he pray? 4. Elijah, how many prayers did he pray? 7. And some of his prayers were basically recorded, the content of the prayers, and some were not. He knew that. I was very, very interested. Genealogy. He was so interested in genealogy. And that's what's so amazing, because in genealogies, you could make connections. It really would make sense. For example, who was such and such, Zariah's father? Well, Zariah was David's half-sister. Her father's name was Nahash. So her children, who were her children? Joab, Abishai, Asahel. Well, they were, of course, David's captains. He brought these genealogies. It made sense. Bathsheba, who was Bathsheba's grandfather, and so on and so on. I mean, those things connected where you could see, oh, yeah, this is why. This is why Absalom, after he killed his brother, he fled to Geshur. Well, who was Geshur? Well, that was his grandfather on his mother's side. Anyway, so here he was, interested, and he was so persistent in studying. I believe that the very last message that he gave here on his Sunday morning, the very, very last message he gave here on his Sunday morning, his mind was beginning to kind of, a lot of people couldn't tell, but I was notified that his mind was going bad, and I was paying attention to it. Saturday night, we went to bed. And the next day, he's going to speak to us. And here, we went to bed and went to sleep, and lo and behold, at about 1:30 in the morning, I woke up. And there was a light on. I said, oh, somebody left the light on. That's all right. I'll just get up and turn it off. I went to the hallway. No, the light was downstairs. Downstairs light was on. So I very, very quietly went downstairs. And the light was also on down in the where John and Marge were staying. So I very, very quietly turned around and looked in the den. 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning, looked in the den. There he was on the couch. He had this little table in front of him. He had about 2 or 3 versions of the Bible in front of him. And he had a notepad, and he was taking notes. 1:30 in the morning, in his 80s. When he died, he was close to 90 years of age, 89. That's how diligent he studied. I just was able to share some of these with the saints down there.